FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Big Daddy Weave. I know. Randy Stonehill celebrating 68 years young today with Celebrate This Heartbeat. Happy birthday, Uncle Randy. Good morning at 7:03.
And the WJTL family would like to thank you for joining us for 2 days of compassion. We're so excited for all the children who now have sponsors. Thanks to you, our listener. 137 kids who were waiting to be wanted are now sponsored, and they're from all over the world. If you haven't had a chance to or the opportunity to, but would like to sponsor a child who's still waiting, Fred and I invite you to visit WJTL.com. Super simple. Click on the compassion banner today. Thank you so very much.
This morning, our very special guests are from Promise Players. Tim, Ken, and Doug are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to see you all. Tim Strausser is a board member and an actor, and he's been involved with Promise Players a long time, haven't you, Tim?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I would like to say hi to my wife, Rose, and to my children, Eva, Sophie, and Clark, and my daughter-in-law, Caitlin.
Very cool. It's great to have you here. Tell us about Promise Players.
Well, Promise Players has been around since 1995. This is our 25th season.
Congratulations.
So we're very excited and ending it with this show. So we're very... very excited because we probably are going to surpass the $250,000 mark of money that we have raised over those 25 years.
So, and you raise it for local organizations, local nonprofits?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Who and are you raising money for this year?
We are raising the money for Support for Prison Ministries.
Very cool.
Which is local.
We've
here
had
in
them
Lancaster.
On the air. Yeah,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great organization.
I know you've done WJTL in the past. You've done.
Yes, we have. Yes.
Lots of great organizations.
Yes.
I love that. So you guys do shows, you raise money. It's awesome.
Right. Yes. Yeah. We do a play in the fall and a musical in the spring, and we try to find a theme that we can use from the play to pick our charity. And this one, we have one of the characters came out of prison recently, so we thought this suited.
Yeah, that's very cool. And this morning with Tim, Ken Hess is here. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
Oh, I love your voice. I always love it when you come to visit. Ken, anybody you want to say hi to?
I like to say hi to my wife, who probably is still sleeping, but that's okay.
Yeah. And I love that you came dressed in all Eagles regalia. Yeah, your
exactly
Eagles on the inside and the outside today.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So
Eagles fan.
Tell us about the show you guys are going to be doing this year.
Well, it is based in the 1930s. It's a church in North Carolina. They haven't, this is their first Saturday night sing, and the group that's coming is called the Sanders Singers, or Sanders Family, who have not sung in the last 5 years, because since their mother died, they kind of dispersed. But as the mother, Vera, started to pound the piano and sing, the husband, Burl, decided, well, maybe we should get back and start singing again.
Let's get the band back together.
You got it.
So it's called Smoke on the Mountain.
That's right.
People might be familiar with that. What part are you playing?
I am Stanley, who recently got out of prison.
Okay.
So my character is, well, we're not, the family's not sure how to take me because I was in prison.
Huh, typecasting, eh?
Yeah, and it's a new role for me.
Yeah,
because normally I am more of the comedian,
right?
But this time I'm more serious.
Okay,
and it's a fun role.
Yeah,
but as you'll see in the show, the family's just not quite sure how to take me. And the congregation that we're singing to isn't quite sure how to take me because I was in prison.
Right.
And I'm not sure if I'm accepted.
Right.
And so it's a good role that I really, really enjoy playing.
And you've been involved with Promise Players
This is my 34th show.
Wow.
That I've been done with them.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
I feel blessed.
And from somebody who's done 34 shows and been involved for years and years comes somebody who's on their very first show. Doug Hostetter's with us. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure, yeah. So I'll say hi to my wife, Eileen, and the kids, Maggie, Josh, and Jake.
And Doug, this is your very first
Absolutely.
Show with Promise Players.
Yes,
how
it is.
How great is that?
Wow, it's very exciting for me.
Yeah.
And it's been a great journey. I mean, from the time we first started rehearsals back in, I guess, January now, yeah, it's been a fantastic experience.
Yeah, and what role are you playing?
Yeah, so that's interesting. So I've been cast as one of the family members. However, I play a 17-year-old twin. So I like to joke that all those years of face cream are finally paying off.
Finally paying off. Yes. Do you play both twins or does somebody else play the other twin?
I have a sister. I have a sister, Denise, and she does actually look like she could be a 17-year-old twin. So.
Okay.
That's I need a little bit more help. So
yeah, do you do a lot of singing in the show?
There's a lot, and I think that's really the fantastic thing about the play is that you know there's such great music.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean that's why I'm here. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, Smoke on the Mountain is coming up the end of March. It's March 20th through the 22nd, and then the 26th through the 29th. They all happen at Lampeter Church of the Brethren. And you could go online, lamp.com/promise-players, or you can go to Eventbrite and type in Smoke on the Mountain, I'm guessing. So we'll talk more about the show coming up. We invite you to stick around. We've got music on the way, too.